How's it going, Hunter?
Hey, good. I'm Veronica. I'm
Veronica.
From Twitter.
Oh,
friend.
Wow. How's great to meet you, Hunter.
How's it going?
Good, good.
So I wanted to know the latest on the great puppy debate. What's going on? team puppy, by the way.
Did you watch the video?
I got halfway through.
Well, the beginning is where that whole puppy debate happened.
Right, right.
That was it, though. The answer is no.
We can't have the answer is no.
Well, we're moving, and so we got to be able to take care of the puppy for the good of the puppy. We're not getting one yet. But she, like, since that video, like, puppies have been everywhere, and she's like, she's on me hard.
I told her that I would do puppy training lessons with you guys because I do that with Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Really?
So I'm like, so if you need help on the training situation, like, I can get in on there. Give you guys some best tips. Suggestions.
You know what? I'm like softening to it since the video because everyone. But the thing is we travel so much. But I do really love dogs. I love animals. And, like, I love their personalities. So someday we're going to have a puppy, but it's when we can take good care of it and we have the means to do that.
That's the responsible thing to do, I know.
You got to make the responsible choice. You can find a way. When there's a will, there's a way, right?
What about a very small dog? Like a very small, you can put it in a suitcase with you.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. We're going to look into it. We'll look into it.
I don't think he's going to be pushing in a stroller anytime soon.
Scooter basket.
Scooter, yeah, that would be so cool to be rolling with my dog in a scooter basket. I'm down. I'm down for anything.
I'm just putting out ideas. I'm just like, I'm not on any particular side. I'm definitely on puppy side.
You're definitely, you're not on any particular side, but you're definitely on puppy side.
Definitely on team puppy.
So, all right. Well, thank you. And you offered your services too, so thank you. That's really sweet.
Of course.
It's a nice ambiguous answer.
Yeah.
So how are the off-season additions this year? It seems pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, beyond awesome. That was like, we had a tremendous off-season. We brought in three electrifying players that the fans are going to love, the team's going to love. And, you know, to add that to the already incredibly talented team, it's, I think, excitement, eagerness and momentum. We built a lot of momentum in this offseason. I think just an inner momentum. It's cool.
Yeah, you faced all three pitchers before, and Greinke's no slouch, and he would have been a great addition. But if you just get him, that's it. You got two really good guys. It seems to me those two are better than the one. I mean, wouldn't you say, especially for your entire staff?
Well, I mean, these are things that are all opinions, and I think more than having... you know, just like one, or are these two better than this one? It's like, is the whole better than the other whole in a whole season and then through the playoffs? And I think you got to look at our unit going into the season, our unit has the highest expectations, and I think our potential is really, really big this year to have a, you know, another one of those historic journeys. So that's our goal, and we're looking forward to. You know, to building that enthusiasm, like, our, you know, to me, my goal is, like, how much burning enthusiasm can we pour out on the field? When that happens, the results will look good.
Okay, last question. It's a little offbeat. Gravitational waves were just discovered, confirmed yesterday, which may make time travel possible. When would you like to travel in time, too, and why?
So what are gravitational... Well, I have a million questions about gravitational waves.
We don't have
now.
To address that right now.
So just my travel?
Yeah.
Man...
The basic tenets of faster-than-light travel are potentially accurate now.
You know, Einstein said all time happens simultaneously, so I do believe. I believe in time travel. I study this. I try to, you know, travel in time on my own. Going and watching a movie, I time travel all the
time.
That's
right. That's right.
I don't really know. I don't have, like, I like now, so I'm going to stay here for now.
That's pretty good.
Now is great.
Now is not a bad time. So.
Can you travel in the future or just back in time?
Now they're saying both now.
Okay.
Yeah. Not in our lifetime.
What was that movie? There was a cool movie about that.
Interstellar?
Yeah.
Interstellar recently, yeah.
They did the wormhole thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, trips with your mind.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.